We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat.
Good grammar and spelling are important. But if
Come on,
you want
Steve.
To...
We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:03. It is overcast in Flemington, and the forecast for today is a chance of showers afternoon, partly sunny.
What does overcast mean again? Is my mic on?
Yes.
Why is it called overcast?
I don't know.
Like overcast, what does that mean? Like,
I'll look it up on
the clouds are overcasting the earth.
They're casting a shadow over the earth.
A shadow?
I don't know. Can I get on with the weather forecast?
No one ever asked that. Overcast. It seems a little misleading.
You want to give the weather report?
When you say it's overcast, that's usually not a bad thing. I don't know, but it sounds foreboding.
It's cloudy with a chance of weeds.
Well, now where are you going with that?
Okay, meteorological condition of clouds obscuring at least 95% of the sky.
Yeah, but why overcast? Why not mostly cloudy?
I can't answer that because overcast is more succinct. So anyway, there's a chance of showers and weeds this afternoon because in the rain, the weeds come out. That's why I said that. Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny. Friday.
You are so obsessed with weeds.
You have no idea. High of 73. Saturday, a high of 81. And then there's a chance of thunderstorms for Father's Day with a high of 83.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You could talk.
Why are
you
so?
No one want to be your friend.
You're trash, fool.
What's with you?
No one wants to hang out with you.
You're such a loser.
Like, literally the worst.
You should just go kill yourself.
Be nice. Be nice. Be nice.
Is this our intro?
It is.
Is this a bullying show today or something? Special after school special about bullying?
No, just be nice.
Who's singing this song?
Black Eyed Peas and Snoop Dogg.
So what does this mean? This has got some deep-seated meaning.
It really doesn't.
No? Why would you select that song, even though you like that kind of music?
I heard it on Tuesday, and I liked it.
You heard the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah.
Since when do the Black Eyed Peas ever show up on a serious 1940s station?
All right, move on.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring a very eclectic Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch.
Nice word.
Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, We'll recap last Saturday's ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale and tell you who won. That'd have been nice if I wrote the names down.
But they're on Facebook, so I can get them for you.
Summer's here, and so are ACL's summer reading clubs for kids and adults. We'll tell you how to join. We'll tell you how to participate. Assistant Library Director Jennifer Winberry says, dinosaurs didn't read, and now they're extinct. Coincidence? Our outdoor summer concert schedule, exhibits, trivia, and so much more on today's library show.
Including the etymology of the word overcast. It is from Middle English, overcasten.
Overcasting is when I'm fishing, and I see a spot where I think a fish is, but I throw the line too far.
It is circa 1300 of weather, past participle, to overthrow, to cover, or overspread, as with a garment, or usually in weather.
So it's just spent way too much time on this. I want to go back to the black-eyed peas.
Who brought it up? It's actually Snoop Dogg.
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
I don't know why it's Snoop.
Do you like rap music?
Some of it, yes.
Really? Since when?
In certain situations.
What situations, Jennifer?
I don't know.
There's been some life-altering event that's happened to you that has introduced this new type of music.
I currently have a lot of serious channels, and I'm sipping through all of them.
As do we all. Welcome to the Library Show. The outdoor art show and sale was last weekend.
Yes, it was.
And I'm happy to say that all went well. It was a wonderful day. If you've never been to our outdoor art show and sale, first of all, shame on you. And second of all, you're missing a wonderful day. Such a great vibe. One of the best events I think I've ever been to, vibe-wise. So we have 50 local artists displaying their works on snow fences. Now, first of all, the camaraderie between these artists alone. It's just wonderful how they interact with each other. But then the people that come and see the artwork, everybody's just in a great mood. And the compliment we hear the most from our artists is how they prefer this type of show to a more competitive, high-stress show. They enjoy coming out and just, you know, showing their work. And I mean, being an artist, first of all, and showing your work in public is a stressful thing. Any artist will know that. That's a commitment and a leap of faith that you're putting yourself out there for people to comment and critique your artwork. But people at the show, it's very stress-free. And we have students, adult amateurs, and adult professionals all displaying together. And it's just a wonderful sense of community with the artists themselves and with the people that come and see the artwork. A lot of artists sell their work, and a lot of artists actually did sell their work this past weekend. The Marshall's Dixieland Band provided music, and it's just the perfect accompaniment, the perfect type of music for that type of event. They did a wonderful job again. The weather was just spectacular. I have really nothing bad to say. It was well attended. We had our winners, which Jennifer will read to you in a moment. I believe she has them pulled up.
I do, and I also have a little anecdote from one of our...
And an entrance. Anecdote. The Friends of the Library president, Vicky, and Bob Nathanson were on hand to help hand out the awards and
It was not Bob Nathanson. It was Bob Seymour.
Bob Seymour. I'm sorry. Bob Seymour was there to hobnob with the artists and the people attending the show and spread the good news about the Friends of the Library, who once again sponsored our outdoor art show. So I'm very proud to be a part of this. I want to thank Cheryl Grotrian and Joan Sabo, who did the lion's share of the work putting this show together, and also Kathy Monty, who had a huge kids craft day running side by side with the art show up in the new youth services department, which was well attended. And if you walked around the art show, you saw all these kids with birds and lizards and all these games that they made in the youth services department. What's the matter?
Okay, you always call me on things, so I'm calling you on this. A huge kids craft day. It was a huge craft day for kids. Because children of all sizes were welcome.
Okay. So I put the adjective in the wrong spot in that
sentence. You modified the wrong noun.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep.
Okay, apologies.
There's a sign for huge kids clothing sale that drives me nuts. when they have it every year.
But the crafts were for tall kids, small kids, kids who climb
all
on
sizes.
Rocks.
Kids who pick locks. So the winners of the art show, best in show was Carol Harrison, who I know...
Who has displayed at the Hunter County Library in the past and in throughout the area. If you've never seen Carol Harrison's work, well, she's just a wonderful, very detailed artist.
She's at Stengel's. She was at Stengel in the beginning. I'm not sure.
She was at Lone Eagle once, I know.
Yeah. First place student was Audrey Riccicelli. First place adult amateur, Finola Lynch. First place adult professional, Sarah Shepsky. And public's choice, Paul Hoffman.
Sarah Shepsky was a past Best in Show winner.
And I've seen some of Paul Hoffman's work on in different places.
Paul Hoffman does a lot. Actually, he make a lot of money selling his work, and I think he sold a lot that day. He does 100 and County.
I would say he does a lot of 100
and
County.
He did the old theater, and he has one composite. Maybe the library should get one of his works. Composite of a lot of 100 and County landmarks. Finola Lynch won, and I would have swore we were at the Academy Awards. The reaction her group when she had won, it was almost like someone winning Best Actress at the Academy Awards. It was pretty
great.
Exciting.
Well, actually, I have two anecdotes relating to the same artist, Richard Gershner.
Okay. Richard Gershner, by the way, won a side prize at the art show.
Was he getting
Richard Gershner
gallery?
Will be displaying his work at the Hunter County Library in the month of August 2019, so look for that.
Oh, nice. Richard always advertises the art show. It's one of his favorite art shows. And this year, one of the things he did is he drew a pen and ink of Archie from ShopRite, Archie Fagan. And he presented it to Archie on Sunday or Saturday? Sunday.
I wasn't there, Jennifer.
He presented it to Archie at ShopRite on Sunday. So that's a really nice picture.
And there was a sale on lobster.
I don't know. I always let the lobsters go. But on the 9th, with that Sunday, Richard also posted on Facebook, on Saturday I was exhibiting at the Hunterdon County Outdoor Art Show. There was a time in my life in Dayton, Ohio, when I spent my weekends exhibiting at outdoor shows. No more. Now I just do one show a year, the library show. I was sitting there and thought about an outdoor art show in Chicago. I thought this happened there. I didn't read it closely enough. All right, anyway, but this is one of Richard's.
He said he met, I forget her first name, but Jay Langley's wife has displayed with us. Kathy?
Catherine.
Catherine Langley, another great artist, but he hadn't seen her in years, and they used to kind of work together. He'd drop in at the Democrat offices with news articles, and him and Catherine were kind of good friends, and they kind of lost touch, but reconnected at the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. So we'll be doing this again next year. If you're a local artist, I highly recommend you enter. The cash prize was for Best in Show this year was $500. And if you're just in the area, stop by and meet your local artist. Maybe if you have your kids with you, we'll have crafts in the youth services department again. It was just a wonderful day to be at the Hunterdon County Library. All that, like I said, we had the Hunterdon Watercolor Society was exhibiting in the main gallery. We had the architectural models from the homeschoolers in the lobby. Just Hunterdon County Library, a tentpole day at the Hunterdon County Library last Saturday, June 8th. It's time for our first commercial break. Hopefully Jennifer won't play me any commercials from defunct radio shows. But
you got to remind me next week.
We'll see.
I forget this.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. She's Jennifer Winberry. I'm Jim Thatch. It's time for Today in History. Well, it's almost time for Today in History. I want to hear about two very nice programs we had the last two nights at the Hunterdon County Library. Jennifer is going to fill us in about a speaker and a concert that we had on Tuesday and Wednesday at HCL.
On Tuesday, we welcome back Ken Sarafaz, who does... He's an Ulysses S. Grant impersonator. And his talk this time was the Appomattox Courthouse surrender with General Lee, the talks. And almost 60 people came, which is pretty amazing.
That's great for a speaker.
Yes, yeah.
I bet you it was awesome. That's something I would really enjoy. One of my best things was a reenactment that I saw of a trial in Williamsburg, Virginia, of a trial of a pirate, one of Blackbeard's pirates.
Here we go again, Blackbeard.
And they had, like, they set the scene like you were the people of the, like, people only allowed in that House of Burgesses. If you were there, you were kind of part of the jury. And they acted, like, it was fascinating. I highly recommend it. It was the trial of Israel Hands, Blackbeard's first mate. And he turned on Blackbeard to save his own skin, or turned on... So I think he ended up in... Why am I going into this? Okay, so back to G.U.S. Grant.
So, yeah, so he was very good, and we will. It's the third time we've had him. Push the arrow. And last night we had the Belltones, Amy, Laura, and Catherine. They were a girl group, kind of all Andrew Sister-esque, although they started out the show in poodle skirts. And singing a medley, which included My Boyfriend's Back. And then they sang Lipstick on My Collar and had three men from the audience come up and sit. And they sat on their laps and they played around a little bit. And they gave them certificates for being outstanding bibliophiles, which was kind of funny.
Boy, they're very high energy, Jennifer.
Oh, my gosh. I'm showing Jim a video right now. It's not a very clear one, so we're not going to put it on YouTube. But
amazing. I'm sorry I missed that show. We'll have to have them next year.
And then they changed their outfits. They did some country things. They sang I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. And then they played Proud Mary. They started the show with God Bless America. For America the Beautiful. I don't remember. I'm still squeezing people in the room. And then at the end, they sang Soldier Boy and Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, and they had really, really tight harmony. They had very good
that
harmony.
Was probably wonderful. I bet the crowd loved that.
Yeah, and I could tell some of them were, like, waiting, like, where are the 1940s songs? But they were very good. They played on these, they sang these boots made for walking. So they were quite good, and I would like to have them back.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, we should definitely have them back.
The Belltones. So you may or may not know the Hunterdon County Library offers concerts throughout the year, funding provided by the Friends of the Library, by the county, and by the Cultural and Heritage Commission, a grant by the Cultural and Heritage Commission. And we're off through the winter, fall, and spring months. We offer two concerts a month at the North County branch and one to two concerts a month at the North County branch. And then in the summer, we have a summer concert series, so we're happy to bring that along with a lot of great speakers that Jennifer books for us, like the U.S. Grant impersonator, among others, speakers and authors, etc. So we have a full schedule of events. If you want to see our schedule of events, just go on our webpage, www.hclibrary.us. Click on our events calendar right on the home page. and browse through what's coming up.
And while you're on our homepage, click on sign up for our newsletter.
And then we'll update you on things coming up.
Yes.
100 and Happenings is our online newsletter.
Yes.
It is a newsletter?
Yes.
You would call it that? Very good.
Of course.
Okay, today in history. This time every week, or this time every week 5 minutes ago, I asked Jennifer questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is June 13th. I ask her questions about events that happened on June 13th in years past, and also ask her, I give her the names of people who were born or who have died on June 13th, and she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Let's go back to June 13th, 1774, Jennifer. What state becomes, or it's not a state yet, actually, Jennifer, 1774, which was the first of Britain's North American colonies to ban the importation of slaves. And way ahead of their time, and they were thankful that they were the first to do it.
New Jersey.
Rhode Island.
That was my second choice,
little
oddly
state
enough.
Of Rhode Island was the first to ban the well before the American Revolution. And then, of course, it wasn't finally adopted to 100 years later, unfortunately. 1927, Jennifer. Charles Lindbergh was in New York City on this date in 1927. Why?
He came back from Paris, his solo flight to Paris.
That's incorrect.
He was at the parade for his solo flight to Paris.
His ticker tape parade was on this date. In 1927, for being the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean, Jennifer. 1967, Lyndon B. Johnson nominates who to the Supreme Court? He's actually the first black justice on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Holy mackerel.
There are no fish on the Supreme Court.
Usually
pious or otherwise.
Give me his first letter of his first name.
T.
That's his first initial of his first name. Thurgood Marshall. No.
Yes.
Yes.
Thurgood
Marshall.
Marshall, Jennifer. Okay. 1977. I didn't even know this was a fact.
Maybe I didn't even know this happened.
But I'm just going to tell you what happened on this date in 1977. Convicted Martin Luther King Jr. assassin James Earl Jones is recaptured.
No, James Earl Ray.
I'm sorry, James Earl Ray. My apologies. James Earl Ray is recaptured, Jennifer.
I want Darth Vader coming
after escaping from prison. How many days was James Earl Ray out on the loose after escaping from prison? How does he escape from prison?
I don't know.
3 days.
I was going to say, it was a question. I was going to say 3 days.
Yes. The Ted Bundy escaped from prison, too, in like Colorado, and he ended up killing people again in Florida. I just don't. How do you escape?
I don't know. I mean, nowadays he wouldn't be able to. I would think it would be harder now.
And finally, Jennifer, in 1994.
I wonder, do they put tracking devices on high risk prisoners? You certainly could.
In the case of Ted Bundy, I think he was. He was his own counsel, so they gave him a little freedom to study, and he somehow escaped that way. I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the last date?
1994, Jennifer. Whom did a jury Whom did the jury blame recklessness on and seek $15 billion in damages?
What?
On this date in 1994 in Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, the Exxon Valdez company.
Yes. So what? Whom?
Exxon company.
Who? Captain Joseph Hazelwood.
Oh.
Remember that name?
Yes.
Okay. Born on this date in 1786, Winfield Scott. Great name.
I don't know.
Winfield Scott was one of the first commanders of the War of 1812. One of the military leaders for a long time after the Revolutionary War, like like George Washington was the greatest military leader. Winfield Scott's widely considered the second. Actually, they tried to bring him out of retirement to lead the Northern troops in the Civil War, but he was just too old at that time, Jennifer. 1926, Paul Lynde was born.
He was a movie actor, TV actor. He played the voice of Templeton, the rat in Charlotte's
That's
Web.
That's the first role that comes to your mind.
He was in Bye Bye Birdie. He was the father. He was a center square in Hollywood Square.
Very good. 1951.
He was in Hogan's Heroes. No, no, that was Richard Dawson. Never mind. Okay.
You want one too many.
Sorry.
1951, Richard Thomas was born.
Oh, he was, no. Was yes. he John Boy?
Yes.
How'd you know? He was John
I
Boy
just
on the
know.
Walton.
John Boy Walton is the most famous role, correct. And then 1962, Ally Sheedy.
She was in The Breakfast Club. She was part of the Brat Pack, St. Elmo's Fire.
Very good. You're all over
She's
that.
She's that old? Wow.
It's not that old. No. Only 2 years older than me.
I didn't realize. I thought she was closer.
1986, Jennifer, Benny Goodman died.
He was a clarinet player, Swing, 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 big band.
Not Swing, Swing, Swing.
Sing, Sing, Sing.
Not Sing, Sing, Sing either. That wasn't Benny Goodman. Was it?
Yes,
I don't
it sure
think
was.
It was.
It sure was.
Oh, boy. And then finally, 2010, Jimmy Dean died.
He was a sausage guy, a country singer.
Very good. Any of his songs? What was his most? What was his biggest runaway hit?
I don't know.
A song called "Big Bad John," little folk tale about a miner that saved other miners by holding up timbers in a collapsed mine.
And this is Benny Goodman doing this.
I think he was the original guy who did this, but I will he's famous, mark it
I
correct.
I also have another born today in for you.
Yeah? Who?
1970 in Brick Township, New Jersey, you tell me.
You're 1970? So that would make them 49?
Uh-huh.
Your sister?
Yeah.
Which one?
Belinda. Happy birthday.
So what are you going to do for your dad for Father's Day?
Leave him alone.
What's John Monahan doing for Father's Day?
Not answering the phone.
You don't do anything for your father?
No, I go over.
He was such a great father. He raised three nice daughters.
Go over and drink his champagne.
That's not nice.
What are you doing?
I think my father is traveling. I think he's in Florida.
Aren't you lucky?
I don't even know what my father's
doing. What are your children doing for you?
I don't know. Nothing, hopefully.
See what I mean?
No, I don't know. We'll probably have a cookout or something, though. I think you said it's going to rain on Sunday, right? Yeah. Kara is home from Vermont, so.
For how long? Just for a week?
Through the weekend.
Nice.
So, yes, just to see her is good. Okay. I'd like her to get a dumpster for her driveway. That'd be a great Father's Day gift for me. So
she for her stuff that
throw
left
away all the stuff that I ripped off her house.
Oh.
I need a dumpster at my house, too. But moving on, Jennifer, I have a lot of trivia today, so let's take care of business, kind of like Jim Gannot at 12 noon, but different kind of business. And then we will play some trivia.
Have
trivia?
No, I have one exciting. Well, it's exciting to me. If you're in Princeton on Monday at noon.
This better be even marginally exciting to everybody.
It is.
Or don't say it.
Go to the Princeton Public Library. For our pals from Library Love Fest, HarperCollins, who we've had on the radio show several times.
The three people that are on our radio show are going to be in Princeton?
They're going to be in Princeton.
Why don't we ever get them in person?
I don't know. I'm going to have this discussion with them. They're going to be in their tiki hut. They set up a tiki hut.
So you're going to be there, aren't you?
I'm going to be there. Yes, I am in the front row. But if you can't be there, definitely they're going to stream it live.
Do they serve
Facebook.
Alcohol?
When they do their tiki huts in other places, like in their studios, they do imbibe a little bit. I don't know if they'll be doing it in Princeton.
I would need to imbibe.
No, they're awesome. They're going to, and then they're going to go to Philadelphia, if that's closer for you. For
they're on tour.
They're headed to American Library Association in Washington D.C.
They are on tour.
And then they're going to stop in Baltimore on Tuesday.
Very good.
So if you can't be at the presentations, definitely watch it on Facebook Live.
Great.
They're streaming.
Can we talk about the Hunterdon County Library now?
I know you hate talking about the Princeton Library.
Blast off into summer on Tuesday, June 18th at the Hunterdon County Library at 10:30 a.m. Hunterdon County Library will kick off their annual summer reading club with a space-themed event for ages 3 and up, featuring House of Fun and Fitness, Physical Education for a New Generation. Arrive early to sign up for the reading club and make some out-of-this-world crafts. Crafts for all ages, and the show is for ages 3 and up.
What kind of show is it going to be?
Something about fitness, super, obviously, I think. Please register for the show starting on June 1st, which was a couple weeks ago, but I'm sure there's still room, on our events calendar found at hclibrary.us, or you can call the Youth Services Department at 788-1432. Excuse me. And the kids aren't having all the fun. The Hunterdon County Library Adult Summer Reading Club has kicked off. It runs from Memorial Day through Labor Day, but it's not too late to sign up. The theme for both the kids and the adult summer reading clubs is a universe of stories. You can join the club, win gift cards, and win the grand prize. There'll be a reading club wrap-up party on August 29th, 2019 at the Hunterdon County Library. So for more information and to join the club, just go to the Hunterdon County Library website, aclibrary.us. There's a link right on the home page to get where you can fill out a form just to sign up, and then you start reading books. There's blogs about reviews for books if you don't know quite what to read, you need something to read. A lot of useful information. So that's the Adult Summer Reading Club. We've been doing this for several years now, Jennifer. And then let me just quickly point out a South County branch program coming up on Thursday, June 20th. Animal Strategies with Laura Bush from the Hunterdon County Division of Parks and Recreation. She's a senior park naturalist. She'll be talking about Hunterdon County animals and strategies they use to stay alive, I guess. That's from 1 to 2 on Thursday, June 20th at the South County Branch Library, now located in East Amwell Township, right in Ringo's, right next to the post office at 1108 Old York Road.
I would imagine.
If you haven't seen the South County Branch in their new old location, stop by and check them out.
I'm sure also how they survive through the winter, that kind of thing.
Well, that's part of that survival.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Very much survival, Jennifer. It's 11:35. I mentioned a couple minutes ago, Jim Gano comes in at 12 noon with his show, Taking Care of Business, advice for small business owners. Let's go to our commercial break a little early. And we'll come back. I've got lots of trivia for you, Jennifer. I know you're just chomping at the bit and these overcast skies to get trivia.
All right. We will be right back.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch, who's going to tell you about the summer concerts.
We have our summer concert schedule ready to go. If you want to print one out or pick one up and put it on your fridge so you remember all the dates, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, or stop by any of the county libraries to get a copy of what I'm about to read you. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library present summer concerts, free outdoor concerts. Bring a blanket or chair. We have two locations the concerts are at this year, at the Hunterdon County Main Library and Route 12, and the North County Branch Library at 65 Halsted Street in Clinton on alternating Wednesdays. Beginning on July 17th, all concerts start at 6:30 p.m. on July 17th at the Hunterdon County Library on Route 12. The Summer Swing Orchestra will be playing popular big band sounds from the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. They have over 200 arrangements with 17 pieces. The Summer Swing Orchestra, Wednesday, July 17th. We go up to the North County Branch the next Wednesday, July 24th, for the Red Oak Country Boys. They feature tunes from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, when such stars as Hank Williams, Roy Acuff, Johnny Cash, Marty Robbins, Hank Snow, and George Jones were the kings of country music. Back to the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Wednesday, July 31st, for Due South. Due South is one of New Jersey's top country bands, performing new and classic country and classic rock from stars such as Brooks and Dunn, Keith Urban, Patsy Cline, and the Eagles, among many others. August 7th at the North County Branch Library is Nabodash, using a mix of instruments including the Bodhran, fifes, whistles, violin, fiddle, and vocals. They get all who listen into the spirit of Irish music. And then our concert series wraps up on Wednesday, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. with Rave On, a band that features the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, along with other classic early rock and roll songs. Rave On show is always a crowd pleaser. These programs, these concerts, like all of our programs, are free and open to the public. And in the event of inclement weather, unfortunately, the show will have to be canceled. So you would just check with our Facebook page. On the concert status, we thank the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library for sponsoring the concert series and so many other programs that they help us present to you. So just a nice summer evening, nice Wednesday, Sunday evening. Pack a picnic lunch. Bring a blanket and a chair. Bring the family. Plenty of room for the kids to play ball on the lawn. And listen to some good music. I highly recommend it. Okay. I'm going to wrap up the show tonight with some trivia. I've got several trivia questions to ask Jennifer. Jennifer always likes to sharpen her mind. Let's see if I can stump her. She's usually pretty tough. Play along at home or wherever you're at on this overcast Thursday morning.
All right, let it go.
Let's start off with just some general trivia questions to warm you up. Jennifer, what did Popeye the Sailor have tattooed on his arm?
An anchor.
That is correct. Within 6 inches either way, Jennifer, how long is the crack in the Liberty Bell?
18 inches.
Oh, you're so close. 24 and a half inches, which the margin of error would be 18 and a half to 30 and a half. You were right there, Jennifer. Tiger Woods, Jennifer, and Jack, I think I asked you this question. I think I got this question because of you. Are the second and third, because you did say, did I ask you these questions?
No.
Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, I got this question from you. Are second and third on the list of most PGA Tour victories, who is first? And I remember you saying this is usually a crossword puzzle clue.
Oh, Snead or something.
Yep, Sam Snead.
Sam Snead.
What movie, Jennifer, set in Ireland features the characters Sean Thornton, Mary-Kate Danaher, and Michelin Flynn?
Far and Away.
The Quiet Man. I thought you were a big fan of that movie.
I am.
You didn't listen close enough.
No.
What was the name of the artist most famous for his humorous depictions of American life on the covers of the Saturday Evening Post?
I know you've asked that before. Norman Rockwell.
Let your
Have you seen the new book about him?
No.
His new biography.
Really?
Uh-huh.
By who?
I don't remember.
But you got to give me more information than that. We're going to have a book review shortly by Jennifer. Did you read it?
No.
Jennifer, always let your conscience be your guide. It's a line from what Walt Disney movie?
Pinocchio.
Correct. Jiminy Cricket was Pinocchio's... Okay, I can't ask you this question, so we're going to move on.
Why not?
Well, turn away from your computer keyboard real quick. Turn away.
I'm sorry.
On a standard computer keyboard, Jennifer, what three letters of the alphabet are located on the far left ends of the three rows of lettered keys? The far left side of the three rows of letters.
Q, A, and Z.
Correct. St. Patrick is one of Ireland's three patron saints. Name one of the other two.
Nope.
St. Bridget and St. Columba. What is the only item of clothing Tony the Tiger wears from Frosted Flakes?
Does he wear like an ascot or a scarf around his neck?
Yep, scarf. Around his red scarf. Who was the first famous person Forrest meets in the movie Forrest Gump?
JFK?
Elvis Presley. He teaches Elvis how to dance.
I see.
Remember that scene? No?
No.
You don't remember that scene?
No.
Wait a minute. Did you see Forrest Gump?
I did.
Okay. What were you going to say?
My Adventures as an Illustrator, the definitive edition. It's a...
Oh, that's an old book.
It is, but it's been reprinted, restored with a new...
Okay, gotcha. Jennifer, what current top 10 box office movie stars Will Smith?
Gemini Man's not out yet, is it?
No.
Black Panther?
Aladdin. He plays the genie.
Really?
Didn't know that?
No,
he's also... And what sport would you hear the term button hook?
Mm-mm.
Button hook's a football term for a wide receiver pattern that a wide receiver runs to get open. Okay, Jennifer. You're probably going to get some of these, but not all of these. I now pronounce you husband and wife. You name the TV show or movie that these couples got married in.
Okay.
Monica and Chandler.
Friends.
Bella and Edward.
Beauty and the Beast.
It's Belle. Twilight. Stands with a Fist and John.
What?
Stands with a Fist and John.
I don't know.
Dances with Wolves. That was her Indian name, remember?
Yes.
Melanie and Ashley.
Gone with the Wind.
Rebecca and Jesse. Full House. Pam and Jim.
That's my uncle and his wife's name.
That's correct. The Office. Maria and Georg.
The Sound of Music.
Mitchell and Cam.
Mitchell and?
Cam.
South Park.
Modern Family. Buttercup and Humperdinck. The Princess Bride. Yeah, Ellie and Carl.
Up.
Luke and Laura.
General Hospital.
Lily and Marshall.
Lily and Marshall?
I don't think you've seen the show. How I Met Your Mother. Arwen and Aragon.
Oh, I actually had seen it.
Oh.
Arwen and Aragon. It's a Greek.
Lord of the Rings. Bernadette and Howard.
Nope.
Big Bang Theory. Julie and Robbie.
Nope.
The Wedding Singer. Leslie and Ben.
Nope.
Parks and Recreation. Carol and Mike.
The Brady Bunch.
Mary and Matthew.
I don't care what they said about Mary and Matthew. Mary is devoted to Joseph.
Downton Abbey. Tula and Ian. My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Connie and Carlo.
Moonstruck.
Go Show Carlo the Tree. The Godfather. Remember the big wedding in the beginning of The Godfather?
Yeah. His daughter's wedding.
That was Connie and Carlo getting married. Jennifer, Carfax, Jennifer, 10 questions about cars, things to do with cars.
You know how much I love cars.
The time machine in the movie Back to the Future was what type of car?
DeLorean.
Tack It Up, what Beach Boys song features a race between a fuel-injected Stingray and a 413?
Wait, what was the question there?
What's the name of the song?
Oh.
Tack It Up, Tack It Up.
My Little GTO?
Shutdown. What movie is about a possessed car at the even the score against anyone who does the car or its owner wrong?
Carrie.
Close.
Christine.
What car company's logo is four interlocking circles?
Audi.
Clint Eastwood directed and starred as Walt Kowalski in this movie titled After a Car.
Wait. What was the question? I feel like you gave
Clint
me all the
Eastwood
answers.
Directed and starred as Walt Kowalski in what movie titled After a Car?
Titled After a Car.
Gran Torino. This answer needs to be spelled correctly, Jennifer. Before fuel injection, what part of a car mixed fuel and air in the proper ratio for combustion?
It was a carburetor.
That is correct.
And you know I can't spell.
You going to try?
Yeah. C-A-R. B-O-R-A-T-E-R.
C-A-R-B-U-R-E-T-O-R. No one got that right. Dukes of Hazzard, Jennifer, drove around in the General Lee. What number was painted on the door of the General Lee?
76.
01. That's a good guess. What was the name of the town that was the setting for the Disney Pixar movie Cars?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Radiator Springs. Within $100 either way, Jennifer, how much did a Ford Model T automobile cost when it was introduced in 1908?
$500.
$825. And then finally, Caractacus Potts and Truly Scrumptious fall in love in what movie named after a car?
Nope.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Truly Scrumptious? I thought you would have got that one. Or you weren't listening again.
I lost focus.
Okay, Jennifer. It's good to be the king.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to describe a nickname of somebody that they call king of something. You tell me who that person is. For example, if I said the king of rock and roll.
That would be Elvis, who learned to dance from Forrest Gump. See, I do pay attention to you.
Occasionally, who was known as the king of clay?
King of clay.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not Rodin, but I don't know.
He just won his 12th French Open. Rafael Nadal.
I wouldn't have gotten it, but tennis court clay.
That's what it was. The king of kings.
All right, now I have the Alleluia chorus going through my head.
Well, you're on the right track then.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ is correct. The King of Queens.
The TV show?
Yep.
I don't know his name.
Kevin James or Doug Heffernan. The King of All Media.
Hugh Hefner.
Jennifer Wimberry is correct. No, Howard Stern. The King of Beers.
Budweiser.
The Waltz King.
Johann Strauss.
Very good. The King of Golf.
Jack Nicklaus.
Arnold Palmer. Oh. The King of Swing.
Benny Goodman.
Very good. The King of One-Liners.
Milton Berle.
Henny Youngman. The King of NASCAR.
No.
Richard Petty. And the King of Cool was the hard one.
The King of Cool. Steve McQueen.
Yes! Very good. No one got that. How did you know that?
Brian refers to that quite a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You got it. No one got that correct except Jennifer Winberry. Okay, I'm just going to give you one final question now.
Make it last because we got 6 minutes.
Yeah, it's 10 questions. Okay. You got to write 10 answers down to this question, Jennifer.
Okay.
They all need to be correct. Jennifer, 10 U.S. states.
Okay.
Share a land border with Canada, which means I could be standing right here and take one step, and I would be in that U.S. state from Canada, which means if you cross a bridge, if you cross a tunnel, if you cross a lake, if you cross a river, that doesn't count. It's got to be a land border with Canada.
Okay.
Name the 10 states.
Let's say Washington.
Washington is correct. Make sure you get the ones you're sure of first.
Let's say Montana.
That's two.
How about Idaho?
Three.
North Dakota.
That's four.
Minnesota.
That's five. You're halfway home, Jennifer Wimberry.
Maine.
Maine is six.
Alaska.
Alaska is seven.
Did a lot of people miss that? Or did they get that?
I think one team forgot about Alaska.
Oh, see, I almost forgot about Alaska. Vermont.
Vermont is eight.
Pennsylvania. No. I know New York.
I'll give you one mulligan. New York is nine.
Do I want to stay in New England or go back to the Midwest?
What, you got to be kidding me.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is 10. The state that most tripped up most teams, Jennifer, is you skipped right over it. Michigan. A lot of people think Michigan Canada.
Michigan doesn't
have anything
above it.
It gets close. There's a couple. It's only separated by a river in a couple spots.
Right.
But it is indeed separated.
Is that the same with Pennsylvania? It's separated by the lake?
Well, it's on the lake. Erie is on the lake.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there. I was trying to figure out.
So very good. So your teammate would have picked up. One of your teammates just said, Pennsylvania, what are you out of your mind?
I don't think so.
And then you would have. So you did very well, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Okay. It's got to be close to the time. It's 11:55. We need to wrap up anything?
Is there a movie tonight at the library?
I don't know. Is there?
There is not. There's one next week, though.
Then why'd you bring that up?
I don't know.
What's the movie next week?
Next week is... Oh, no, tonight. No, that's tomorrow at North County. They'll be showing Free Solo.
Okay. Hunter County Library, you may or may not know, we show close to first-run movies in the library, like right...
Actually, next
straight,
week...
Right after they're in the theaters, they come to the Hunter County Library.
We'll be showing Black Panther next Thursday night at 6 p.m.
All free and open to the public. You're welcome to bring a beverage or some snack and enjoy movies for free on us. We've shown all the Academy Award movies. All the popular movies come through the Hunter County Library. Another service we provide since Hunter County Library, inexplicably, has no movie theaters in it. But that should be remedied at some point. Don't you think, Jennifer?
I think so.
It's been about 20 years since we haven't had a movie theater. Isn't that a little strange?
It is.
Okay, Jennifer, it's 11:56. I think we get Jim into the saddle a minute early today.
You think so? All right, well, thank you for listening. Remember to stream Facebook Live next week if you can't get to the Princeton Library, the Philadelphia Public Library. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is... always there for you.
Night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump raising more than a few eyebrows in an interview that aired last night in which he said he'd accept dirt on political foes if it was offered by a foreign government.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
Generally supportive of President Trump, this time Senator Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican, says the president is wrong.
A foreign government comes to you as a public official and offers to help your campaign, giving you anything of value, whether it be money or information on your opponent, the right answer is no.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops approving a third-party system to report allegations of sexual abuse by clergy. Complaints could be made over the Internet or by phone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump raising more than a few eyebrows in an interview that aired last night in which he said he'd accept dirt on political foes if it was offered by a foreign government.
Not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
Generally supportive of President Trump, this time Senator Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican, says the president is wrong.
A foreign government comes to you as a public official and offers to help your campaign, giving you anything of value, whether it be money or information on your opponent, the right answer is no.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops approving a third-party system to report allegations of sexual abuse by clergy. Complaints could be made over the Internet or by phone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The Navy's USS Bainbridge now rendering assistance to the crews of two oil tankers that were reportedly attacked off the coast of Iran today. Details are still coming in, but reports are the vessels were full of oil bound for Asia at the time. There's no claim of responsibility, but many believe Iran is behind the attacks.
Iran seems to be demonstrating that it can do as it pleases without incurring any meaningful response from the United States and allies.
That's military analyst Mike Lyons speaking on CBS News. Russian lawmakers say Moscow could be forced to retaliate if President Trump follows through on his promise to deploy U.S. forces to Poland. The president telling Poland's president yesterday he'll send 1,000 troops to Poland to deter possible military aggression by Russia. First-time jobless benefits came in a little higher this week since last week, but not by much, by about 1,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police say the gunman who shot David Ortiz is now in custody, but he's only one of a group of men who were hired to strike that hit on the